from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia.
It's always great to get in the stadium for the first time, especially with our fans, because they make it, you know, as game-like as you can with the excitement, the energy that's in the air, and that's why we do it.
Mike Danger.
Not doing it. He's not wearing shoes. He's not wearing shoes. He marches to the beat of his own drummer. Good for him. He's become a little cult hero at Buffalo Bills training camp. He's on this team, and not only on this team, probably a captain.
Gene Battaglia.
We go inside the Bills front office, and Sean McDermott is looking at the waiver wire. Does he look at that like the one that got away? Is he looking at that like, is he thinking, we had some good times together?
95.7 FM and AM 950 The Fan, Rochester.
Welcome back into the Sports Bar. It's Danger and Battaglia. We are live from St. John Fisher University, Buffalo Bills training camp. Another session in the books. It's not often we have a future Hall of Famer joining us here in the Sports Bar. Vaughn Miller is making his first visit in the Sports Bar. How are you today, Vaughn?
Howdy, guys. I appreciate you for having me. It's the dog days of camp, but we're loving it for sure.
Yeah, yeah. So, Vaughn, are you back to feeling like Vaughn Miller?
Are you tired of answering that question?
I mean, I always felt like Vaughn. But as far as, you know, health-wise, I'm feeling better. I'm not thinking about my knee all the time, able to move and do all the things that I normally would. And it's just back to focusing on football, not necessarily the rehab of getting my knee healthier.
Talk about that a little bit, because everybody says when you have that kind of an injury, there's a mental component to it as well. You've been through it. You have a teammate playing behind you, Matt Milano, who's going through it this year as well. How much does that factor into your ability to play and recover from that injury?
Yeah, that's just part of it, man. And, you know, I love playing football. And, you know, I'm a historian of the game. And, you know, injuries like these, they happen. You know, to all the great players. If you look at all the Hall of Fame, we had the Hall of Fame ceremony this last past weekend. If you look at it, all of those players that are in the Hall of Fame have had some type of season-ending injury or had some type of adversity that they had to overcome on the field. And that comes with it when you play a long time in the football, 14 years playing a child's game. And, you know, you just kind of surrender to the outcome and understand that, you know, you're not really in control. And I would love to go out there fresh off of ACL and have 14 sacks like I did my fourth year in the league, but, you know, that just didn't happen for me. And I was able to be patient and really have a new appreciation for the game, not getting any sacks, making 3 tackles for the whole season. You know, I'm my biggest critic, and I know I can play better than that, and I know I can play at a healthier Vaughn, can do way much more than that. I don't think that they could have kept me off the field last year. I think if I could play at any capacity, you know, I wanted to be out there, and that's what there was last year. And, you know, a year removed from that and being a whole lot healthier and going through a off season where I'm not just doing rehab and OTAs and really just focusing on football, I think it'll pay off for me this season.
Yeah, it's a new season. Vaughn Miller, our guest, 2024. It's actually a game week here. We got the Bears coming up on Saturday. Vaughn, do you need any work here in the preseason?
I'm all for whatever coach wants, man. I'm a coach's dream. I'm not gonna fight him. I'm not gonna fight him on that. But I practice extremely hard, you know. The more years that I play in this league, I understand how valuable practice is. I practice harder now than I ever practiced when I was younger, running to the ball and doing all the extra stuff. Those are things that I never did when I was young. And I practice harder now the older that I get. And every situation that we have out there, whether it's one-on-ones or whether it's third down or whether it's first and second, any situation that I'm in, I put myself in the game. That's the only way I know how to look at it. It doesn't feel like practice to me. It feels like, you know, live bullets. And I just practice that. So whenever it is for real, you know, I can execute in a way where I'm comfortable and I'm used to it. So if it's I don't think putting on shoulder pads or putting on a game jersey will make it even any more real for me in the stadium. Like, I practice extremely hard and I attack situations like they're for real. So, like I said before, but if coach wants me to play, I'll play whatever they want. It's only so much tread that I got in these tires too. You don't want to spin it during the preseason for sure.
Well, Vaughn, you know, through the years and hearing you speak and talking to you right now, you know, you're an optimistic guy. I want to kind of go back to the root of where that stems from. Where did that come from for you?
I think being a 205-pound defensive end going into Texas A&M, I think that's what you got to have. You know, I that's the only way I know how to look at life, whether that's on the field or off the football field. You know, I look at best case scenario. I'm not the negative self-talk guy. I don't talk negative to make positive things happen. I see best case scenario, and that's what I aim for. And if that hits for me, great. And if it doesn't, it's going to be somewhere close to that. And, you know, referring to last year, I wanted to go in and I wanted to play and I wanted to have 15 sacks and do all of those wonderful things, but, you know, that just didn't happen for me. And I'm my biggest critic, and, you know, I came here to deliver and close games, and, you know, that's still on my plate, and I still hold that to a high standard, and that's my job, and, you know, I want to get that job done. I want to see that job through, and I've attacked this offseason like that. I've attacked my rehab like that, and the next chance I get, that's what's going to be on my mind every single time I'm on that football field.
Yeah, Vaughn, what can help you and help the team? The defensive line, your teammates there. Give us kind of an overview of what you're seeing so far with a lot of guys returning and also like a newcomer in Dwayne Smoot.
Well, what's so great about the NFL is that you have turnover each and every year. You know, the salary cap is just an undefeated monster in this league, and that's what keeps our league competitive. If you look at the stats of the league last year, I think 90% of games were decided in the fourth quarter. And I think another high percentage of that was the game was decided within 7 points or less. So the NFL is extremely competitive. Any team can win, and that's because of the turnover that you have and the new guys coming in and the old guys coming out and old guys going to other teams. And you got to rebuild each and every year, and it's not the same each and every year. And that's what keeps this game competitive. You got drafts coming in. You got the draftees and the rookies coming in, and it just keeps everything fresh and new and competitive. And that's what has happened to us. And you got to have great coaches. You got to have great leadership on the team, you know, to be able to keep the standard what it is and not let the standard fall. And that's exactly what we have here.
Vaughn, you got guys out there competing for their jobs at this stage of camp. Things get a little bit heated. We got a little chippy today. We saw Andy leave the field. Notice Josh doing a little bit more chirping at the end of that skirmish there. Is he, from what you notice, is he more vocal? Have you seen or heard him more vocal this year at camp?
I don't think he's been more vocal or less vocal. I think what makes Josh great is he's Josh. You know, he's not going to let the situation be bigger than what it is, and he's not going to let, you know, small situations be smaller than what it is. He attacks each and every day like Josh Allen, and he's the leader of this football team. He's the leader of Western New York. You know, he's the savior here. He's Superman here. He's like Captain America here. And, you know, he holds that standard to a high regard, and, you know, he wants to win games, and he wants to lead the football team. And whenever you see a guy leading in that way, me being on defense, I'm like, hey, wait, it wasn't intentional. But at the same time, you know, he's a leader, and, you know, it doesn't matter if it's our defense, other team's defense, he's going to be that same Josh. And again, we've seen him do that in real games as well. So it's just Josh Allen, man, and I love being his teammate for sure.
Yeah, Von Miller, our guest here. You've been on a championship team in Denver with the Rams. Loaded question. Well, like, what do you think has to happen here to get Buffalo in that position, Von?
You know, all those teams, you got to have a great quarterback. You know, this league revolves around, you know, quarterback play. And secondly, you got to have great defense. And we have the makings of both of those things. Got to be able to create a short field. It doesn't matter if we have, you know, big-time receivers or big-time safeties or big-time players. It's all about playing as one. It's all about playing complementary football, and we have the guys to do that. Defensive line is a tip of the spear. I think Greg Rousseau is going to have a huge year. I think A.J. Epinesa is going to have a huge year. Ed Oliver is our shooter. You know, I can expect double-digit sacks from Ed. He's been close this year. And I think it's his time to shine. You know, he's ready to go. He's ready to be a premier defensive tackle in this league, and he's attacked this offseason and this training camp like that. So defensive line is a tip of the spear. We got Matt Milano back and TB. Those are Chiefs inside. Secondary, we're able to lock down anybody with Christian Benford and Rasul Douglas. And, you know, our safety's a little bit banged up, but we'll get the guys ready to go. T-Rap has been on a Super Bowl team as well. We played together with the Rams. He knows the standard. He knows what it takes to win games. And we're going to be solid on defense. And as long as we can get short fields back, and if we can lead, you know, the league in takeaways, be top five in takeaways, you know, we'll be able to create a short field for Josh and give him, you know, multiple chances on shots on goal. And it's Josh Allen. He's going to put it in there. He's going to come through. We just got to give him a shot.
Vaughn, you mentioned AJ. You mentioned Greg. You've been here through part of their development, the early stages of their career. Do you consider yourself a mentor to those guys? And how much does their success mean to you as a teammate and as somebody that's been alongside them?
I mean, I wouldn't say a mentor, man. I'm not trying to show them anything. I just like to be that voice on their shoulder, man. I like to be that you know, that consultant. You know, I speak the same language as them. You know, I'm watching them through the same lens if I were Greg Rousseau, if I were AJ Epenesa. I'm not watching them like Von Miller on what I would do. I try to put myself in their shoes, and I try to attack it in that way and really coach them up on how to be the best versions of themselves. So I wouldn't call it a mentor. I'm not, you know, telling them things that I would do. I just try to be a voice on their shoulder and just give them that assurance that, you know, that whatever they want to do, just go do it. You know, their confidence. Really just try to build up their confidence, and that's really been my role, especially these last 2 years. And that's not just for AJ and Greg, it's for all the guys in the defensive line room, even the coaches, just to, you know, give them that assurance on, you know, whatever they want to do, I'm riding with them 100%, and I got their back on whatever choice they make. And, you know, like I said before, the defensive line is the tip of the spear, and if we can have a great year, I think the team will follow.
Vaughn, you mentioned how you're a historian of the game, and we're coming off the weekend where we had the Hall of Fame ceremonies. Do you ever allow yourself to think what that might be like someday?
I mean, I think four Hall of Fame ceremonies. I saw Champ Bailey go in, Mr. B, DeMarcus Ware, and Peyton Manning. So
nice.
I think actually being there and you can just feel the energy on what it takes to become a Hall of Famer. And, you know, I just reflect not only in my career but all of their careers and what they did to make them Hall of Famers. And, you know, I'm still playing football now, so it's not – about that for me right now, but whenever I'm there and can, you know, you can't help to think about it. And right here, I'm still trying to build. I'm still trying to add to my legacy. I'm still trying to win Super Bowls, and I'm still trying to solidify my Hall of Fame application. And, you know, that's where my mindset is at now. I still got a lot of sacks to get. You know, each and every sack that I get, I'm able to pass another Hall of Famer. Dwight Freeney had, I think, 125 sacks. I'm at 123, so that's another great that I'll be able to pass just by doing my job and doing my job for the Buffalo Bills. So I'm focused on doing my job, and all the other stuff will happen for me when it's due time.
Vaughn, we also hear about players who struggle after their playing days are done. We've heard you say that you'd like to be a GM someday. What do you allow yourself to look like? What does the game look like? What does life look like for you after the game?
You know, I've thought about this some, but not much, man. I'm still trying to be the best football player I can be, but I can imagine it raising chickens. I got a chicken farm in Austin, Texas, Greener Pastures. Chicken is non-GMO, humanely raised, USDA certified Texan. All the certifications that you want are the high quality birds. We have that, and I can see myself doing that as well. I always have a passion for football and building great teams and finding great players. That'll always be there. And if I get an opportunity to do that, that'll be something that I would love to do. But right now, it's all about winning Super Bowls and trying to be the best football player that I can be.
Last one, Vaughn. Vaughn's vision. Tell everybody about that and how that all got started.
I've always had glasses issues and eye issues my whole entire life. And this is just my way to give back to the community that has given so much to me. I didn't want to have a football camp or something that was cliche. I wanted to have a foundation or a charity that was me, and started Vaughn's Vision back in 2012. And, you know, to this day, we've been able to help, I think, over 40,000 kids and raise a whole bunch of money to put glasses and contacts and give kids eye exams that they need to be their best versions of themselves in the classroom. So all about giving back, all about raising chickens, all about finding the next best talent. And, you know, I appreciate you guys for having me.
Yeah, Vaughn, thank you for making time for us, man. Stay healthy this season.
I appreciate you guys. Thank you.
There's Buffalo Bills pass rusher Von Miller, who took some time after practice today to join us here in the sports bar. Danger and Battaglia on the Fan Rochester. Von Miller and all of our guests spending time with us in the Ace Swim and Leisure Hot Seat, our coverage of Buffalo Bills training camp. Brought to you by Ace Swim and Leisure, Chilai Ave and Ridge Road and Webster, aceswim.com, and by Maddie's Motorsports with locations in Farmington, Spenceport, and Dansville, maddiesmotorsports.com.
I'll give him credit on this, because when you bring up the Hall of Fame,
A lot of athletes would just kind of flick that away. You know, like, no, let's not talk about that. But for him to say, hey, I've been there four times, for him to admit, I know exactly where I am on the list, and Dwight Freeney is a couple sacks ahead of me. You better believe he's motivated to make sure, okay, there's no doubt that I'm going to be going in 5 years from wherever, whenever I call it a day.
Yeah. More serious Von Miller, I think, today. You know, whether he was talking to Brownie and Tasker or talking to us, you know, maybe that's the word that best describes today's session. It felt like there was a different kind of intensity to today's practice.
Well, it got started early. So hopefully if you were one of the VIPs out here, that you were given the heads up here. They were ready to go on the field about 8:45 this morning, anticipating, hey, we might get a pop-up thunderstorm. Now, they didn't come in through later. It really didn't matter. There was a little bit of rain, but it doesn't matter. Practice closed to the public today. Few VIPs out there, but they were blaring the crowd noise, which do not stand in front of that speaker there, Danger.
Yeah, I did for a few minutes. Maybe that's why I'm a little bit off today,
yeah.
A little bit off center. The crowd noise was a part of the practice today, whereas normally you would have some music playing just to keep the energy up. But I felt like the offense made some plays, the defense made some plays, and it's kind of been this way throughout the course of camp. It's just a matter of every individual doing their best to make those plays and to fight for their position on this roster. Yesterday in practice, of course, we saw a massive touchdown catch from Keon Coleman, who looked good, but there's moments in every practice where I feel like Keon Coleman at some point isn't where he needs to be, and Josh has to kind of pull him aside and correct him a little bit. You're hearing a little bit of that. You're seeing a little bit at practice. And you've got also a rotation happening now defensively at cornerback, where, you know, as Kyer Elam kind of, I think, went into training camp and everybody viewed him as second string, he's been getting some first-team reps and is part of a three-man rotation with Rasul Douglas and Christian Benford as well.
I want to point out one of the younger players today, Daquan Hardy, like playing the safety position where he was just kind of hanging back. And, like, it's the third-string quarterback, Bichelle, who, let's be honest, probably not making this team, but he's out there and fires over the middle and all of a sudden, boop, comes out of nowhere. And you realize, wow, that was some closing speed there by Hardy. And if you're looking for attributes on, like what makes you an individual that could make this team, this guy might be the fastest. They drafted him in mind to be in the mix, perhaps, for the kick return. And
correct.
We'll see how that's a fascinating part this Saturday. We'll all kind of, you know, do that. Oh, and by the way, he went to Penn State, too, which that doesn't hurt.
Can't forget about that, yeah. We did see the return of Dawson Knox at practice today. A lot of two tight end set during Josh Allen's timeout on the field during 11-on-11 drills. Knox with a couple of catches. He, of course, missed yesterday with Vets Day rest / groin injury, which led some to believe that there might be something there. But Knox was back on the practice field today, along with Lael Collins. Still not on the practice field, Chase Claypool. Also, Cole Bishop, Mike Edwards remain week to week. Ty Johnson not on the practice field today. Nick Morrow, Eddie Olafoscio, and Travis Clayton, the guy who has never played football, also not. and Justin Shorter. Justin Shorter is the other wide receiver who also left Sunday's practice late, did not return. It was Daquan Jones today getting a vet's day of rest.
Yeah, as now it's game week here, so the Bills are off tomorrow. Wednesday morning, they're here at Fisher. Thursday morning, they're at Fisher. Friday, they're back at the stadium. That's now regular season rules there, if you will. They close to the media, close to the public. And then Saturday, it's game day. And fascinating. We'll have the game for you coming up. Of course, 2-hour pregame coming up 11 a.m. on Saturday. Bills and Bears at 1 o'clock.
We're doing our best to get confirmation on a report that's floating around. And we mentioned it earlier in the sports bar.
Right. It's somebody with a blue check, and this was retweeted, or how do we even say that on X? Regardless, Andrew Filippone put this out there.
It's a repost.
Yeah, it's a repost. Thank you. Much easier to say. But none of the info guys, certainly none of the teams have put this out. Brandon Ayuk to the Steelers. But again, this is just one reporter right now, and if he got it right, kudos to him, but we're kind of waiting for other confirmation here.
Now, we did hear, and this is more relevant to the Buffalo Bills in terms of them being a divisional rival, it was over the weekend that Tyreek Hill got a restructured deal with the Dolphins, $90 million over the next three seasons, $65 million guaranteed for Tyreek Hill. That's a tough one, man. That's a tough spot for the Dolphins. Just keep finding themselves in these tough spots with players, whether it be Tua or Tyreek. I mean, the guy that they paid that I think is actually worth it. Here's is Jalen Waddle.
Can I just say this? Everybody who says, "Oh, the window is closing on Buffalo," really? Well, then describe to me what the window is for Miami, who hasn't won a playoff game since Dave Wannstedt was their head coach. But now, and I get it, I'm not questioning it, you had to pay your quarterback. But you know what? You could have saved a little bit of money by being ahead of this. Okay, we put that aside. Why did you feel the need to give Tyreek Hill the money? Because he was number one rated player on NFL Top 100? Yeah. Like, what was the reason? 2 years from now, this is going to look like a disaster, paying your quarterback that much money and paying Tyreek Hill that much money.
Yeah. You always say that these contracts are meant to pay for future return, not for what they have done. And Tyreek Hill has been fairly magnificent through the course of his NFL career. But, you know, he's not going to have the same amount of speed here with each passing day. And, well, Miami must feel confident enough in him that over the next three seasons, he will still be a big contributor to their offense.
Danger, I had a take that was wrong. I thought that this would have been Tyreek Hill's last year in Miami because they would get to the end of the year and they would realize, we're not going to pay this. We'll let somebody else pay him. Nope. Dolphins kind of
I would say
made
that at least the next two seasons with Tyreek Hill in Miami. I think that I'm fairly certain that third year is something that they can get out of relatively easily. So at least another two seasons of Tyreek Hill. And
look, if he produces, then what happens 2 years from now? Yeah.
Right. But if you're Mike McDaniel and you're a smart guy, I don't know. Everybody says he's a smart guy. He's like a wonder kid, right?
Well, he talks a little different. And he's very introspective.
But the idea that you've identified what your quarterback can and can't do, and you've built an offense around his strengths, I think he deserves some credit for that. Now, it hasn't equaled any playoff wins, and it was a fairly significant collapse at the end of last season with the Dolphins. But when they are clicking and when they do have that rhythm and Tyreek Hill and Waddle get the separation that they get, you know, it makes life a little bit easier for their quarterback, who is limited in terms of his arm strength and what he can actually get down the field. So it almost feels like a move they had to make if you were going to go ahead and do what they did a couple of weeks ago, which is extend to a Tagovailoa.
The other news that came across today, contract related, is that I didn't know that this was on the docket, but Harrison Butker got himself a new deal, which will make him the highest paid kicker in NFL history. Side note to this, he doesn't have an agent. So there's no 3% or whatever commission you got to pay. So he represented himself in this deal.
Yeah. I wonder what Justin Tucker thinks about all of this. I mean, Tucker's still the best kicker in the league, right?
Well, I hate to bring this up, but Butker, like the last few years, can you get any more clutch than him? Like, name me the kick that Harrison Butker has missed. Like, they're paying. You could say they're paying on past performance here. I get that, but
it's a lot of money for a kicker, Gino.
I wouldn't pay that much money for a kicker.
A lot of money for a kicker.
You know why the Ravens, it makes sense for the Ravens? Because they're the Ravens. They're going to ground and pound. They're going to win low-scoring games. That's their plan. Yeah. Okay? The Chiefs don't. Wait, you should be scoring touchdowns with Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce and those receivers.
We got to get to a round of shots here next in the sports bar, Gino.
Well, I'm happy to report for you, Mike Danger, that the one team in baseball we are watching, greatness was achieved last weekend. We can even go for a higher level of greatness.
That's all
tonight.
We want. We just want greatness in the sports bar. Don't stop until you reach that greatness. Don't be satisfied until you've actually eclipsed the record. We're talking about the White Sox, aren't we?
Yeah. Fantastic.
So bad.
Since we've been doing this show, there hasn't been a team that this low.
This could be the worst baseball team in history.
And the thing, I love this take from Ozzie Guillen, who some people have canceled, but he's still doing White Sox postgame, and he put it out there. He feels really low right now because the manager they chose
right in front of him.
Yeah. This guy is 100 games below 500 since he took over. In a year and a half. I'm not better than 100 games below 500. That's really bad. We've got a Syracuse basketball scheduling nugget. Why not? We'll pass that along to you Orange fans. And also, I thought we were totally done with Jay Cutler and Kristen Cavallari, but
we're not?
No.
Really?
Well, it's just kind of a reminder that sometimes these things don't take months, they take years.
Okay. We've got a round of shots coming up next as we continue live from St. John Fisher University. It's Buffalo Bills training camp. You're in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia. And don't forget, last call is coming up before 6 as well. You can pull up a stool and join us. Have the final say in the sports bar at 866-4326-585-866-4FAN.
You're listening to the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia. On 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan Rochester.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
The Fan Rochester Sports Update.
Practice closed to the public. Wide receiver Andy Isabella shaking up his shirt off. We'll see him later walking around in a sleeve. Defensive coordinator Bobby Babbage talking about execution.
I'm not one that's trying to win practice here. That's me. I'm more worried about our defense and the way we're executing what that specific call is. We understand the strengths and weaknesses of every defense, and I think that's a very important thing. We have to be situationally aware, and, you know, it's been good. It's been good.
Babbage today telling reporters he's going to spend his game day up in the coach's box. Just two practices left here, Fisher, Wednesday and Thursday morning. Red Wings are off tonight. They play in Buffalo tomorrow night. Mets and Cardinals, they are scoreless in the second. Yankees off tonight as well. We're live in Bills training camp at St. John Fisher U. The tagline, the sports leader, the Fan Rochester.
Odyssey is your home for all the audio that matters to you. Download the Odyssey app today to listen to the sports leader, the Fan, Rochester.
We're live from St. John Fisher University, Buffalo Bills training camp. I think we're we've lost track of how many days we've been at camp, but today's practice would have been the ninth practice here.
Today at Fisher, practice number 9. Mm-hmm. This is camp show number 7 for us.
Camp show number 7, but practice number 9. Perfect.
Yes, as they were here this Sunday, and they were here the previous weekend as well.
Okay, day off tomorrow before they get back to work. Wednesday and Thursday morning, the final two practices here in Rochester.
Which I'm happy that they're here because I didn't realize the Cowboys, they already broke camp. They're, you know, they're heading back there to Dallas. So certainly maybe that's where it comes to at some point, but we enjoy the team while they're here. Chicago White Sox can tie the American League record for the most consecutive losses tonight. The Sox have dropped 20 straight. Entering the game in Oakland, it was the 1988 Baltimore Orioles who started out 0-21. The last time, Danger, we had a team like the White Sox are now, 60 games below 500 this early in season, it was the Cleveland Spiders in 1899.
God.
The last time Chicago won a game this season, that was back on July 10th, the week before the All-Star break. They've got a chance to go a full month without a win.
Go for greatness, boys. 1899. That's how far back this record goes. 1899.
No, the Charleston
wasn't even invented yet.
Yeah.
What are we talking about? What was baseball like in 1899? And what are these guys doing that they're 60 games below 500 at this point in the season? This is the worst team in the history of baseball.
Well, has there ever been a more sad event than you have the lowly, ass-sucking White Sox, okay, playing against the A's tonight in that arena?
Ugh.
I'm a poor A's fans. Nobody's going to be at this game tonight.
Yuck. Just a bunch of yuck. Well, don't let us down, guys. You know what you need to do. What's the actual record? 0-21 is how they started the season with the Orioles back in 88. I remember that. But the record is the Phillies' record, right?
Phillies' record's at 26. So we got that next up on the docket.
Let's go, boys.
Yeah. Paul Skeens now at 108 innings on the season. He pitched yesterday, no decision. It's creeping up on the career high, 129 and a third. That was between LSU and the minors last season. Still, GM Ben Cherington says he doesn't anticipate his team shutting Skeens down for the season, but at some point, a pitch count might occur. The Pirates right now on the fringe. They're 3.5 back in the wild card race in the National League. Skeens scheduled to make his next start Friday night in L.A. against the Dodgers.
I just hate the conversation of shutting him down. I think it's bad for the game. I get you're protecting your investment, and if you're not in the hunt, why are you throwing him out there? But, man, I mean, like, is there a better story in baseball than Paul Skeens? Is there a more fun player right now, save for Shohei Ohtani, than Paul Skeens?
Here's what I would like to see, because I don't think the Pirates have enough to get to where they need to be to get to the postseason. But, my gosh, entering next year, you would have optimism. Spend a little money. Make some moves. Fortify the team around this kid. It was closed to the public, but out in the open to the VIPs practice last year here at Bills Camp. We saw former basketball coach Jim Boeheim of Syracuse. No, Boeheim wasn't here today. In fact, I didn't see anybody that would be a
nobody
VIP.
Nobody of note?
No, I didn't. Not to say they weren't here.
There are plenty of VIPs here, just no VIPs that you recognized.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. Okay. That's fair. But we do have one basketball note from Syracuse today. According to Mike Waters of Syracuse Post-Standard, the Orange are going to host Georgetown Saturday, December 14th. Georgetown basketball isn't good, but sparks the, weren't we better way back when?
Yeah. Well, feels like a win on December 14th, I'll say that.
Feels like Saturday?
A win. Yeah, feels like a win.
Yeah. No one can say that golfer Scottie Scheffler does not show emotion.
I'm glad you brought this up.
Scheffler tearing up at the playing of the national anthem this after he won gold.
And just like that, I love Scottie Scheffler. Like, I that's really all I needed to see throughout. He's been remarkable this season. And to see him do it on the Olympic stage against Rahm, against Scheifele, against Tommy Fleetwood, against, you know, just a class, just a class field, to do what he did, to come back, to get the win, and then to show the emotion that goes with winning something of significance, it's been his year. It's been Scottie Scheffler's year.
He's
not taking anything away from him. I was ready to say if Scheifele, because Scheifele winning, you know,
it went two majors,
winning two majors, and then, you know, doing what he was doing, what he looked like he could have done at the Olympics. I'm like, I mean, it's Scheifele's year. Scheffler's great. He wins all these tournaments with, you know, slappies on and none of the live guys. But Scheffler doing it at the Olympics, I mean, if you had any doubts, it cements him. This has been the year of Scotty Scheffler, and I loved his reaction to winning this tournament, to winning a gold medal for America. I thought it was great.
Yeah, for that matter, too. I mean, to see Novak Djokovic actually get choked up,
right,
too. Like,
right.
It's like, wait a second, these robots.
I didn't see that because I was too busy watching badminton. You watch any badminton?
No.
It's fantastic.
But on Saturday, I did watch Spain and Colombia women's soccer.
Ah.
That hooked me in. Spain came back,
yes.
Danger. They came back and won a penalty kick.
It's a good team. It's a good team. Yeah, badminton had me for a little bit yesterday. And no rooting interest. I think you had somebody from, I don't even remember. Malaysia was one of the countries, I want to say. And these guys just going back and forth and back and forth. I'm just watching this backyard game being played at this extremely high level. And I was entertained. I thought it was a lot of fun. I know that we kind of rag on the Olympics to say this is sports for people who don't really like sports. But, man, it's been a lot of fun to watch.
It's cool. I mean, it's not anything that, yeah.
I've enjoyed it.
I think once every 4 years, this feels about right. Check out handball, too.
I haven't seen any handball cross my feed just yet.
Yeah, handball.
But I love the track and field stuff, too, right? Like, I mean, when you watch a guy throw a shot or when you watch Lyles, you know, win the 100-meter dash. It's been just a lot of fun.
Finally, former NFL quarterback Jake Cutler and his ex, Kristen Cavallari, they haven't been together for some time, Danger. They split back in 2020, but finally, Jake can move on officially. They own together an estate outside of Nashville. It's finally been sold. Somebody paid upfront in cash. Not bad, right? $7.9 million. Here you go.
Yeah.
Which sounds great, but when you consider that comes with $3 million less than what they purchased it for. I guess for Jay Cutler, this is the definition of cutting your losses.
Yeah, I'm not really worried about either of them. I think they're both going to be just fine. I think Jay is in his post-playing career. He's kind of found his niche. He's the outdoorsy, I'm going hunting, and I'm going to hunt. I'm going to set up trail cams so I can catch the foxes and the wolves that are eating my chickens or whatever. Whatever he's got going on, he's kind of like found his own thing. It's not really work, and he's doing what he's doing. I have no idea what she's doing. I just know that for a moment in time there, I got sucked into a reality TV show that I really would have had no interest in watching, except that Jay Cutler and his personality drove me to very Cavallari, to the point where I was like actually watching to see just how much Jay Cutler did not care about anything.
So this is funny. Jay Cutler's final game in the NFL, what was it?
It was against the Bills.
That's right. More specifically, it was the game that Buffalo needed to win, and then they get the miracle from Andy Dalton and Boyd there. But Cutler didn't even play in that game. He was just kind of holding the clipboard for some guy named David Fales.
Yeah. Did he start that game and then exit early, or was he just not even an option that game? I want to say that I feel like I remember him starting that game before they pulled him, but I'm not 100% sure on that. His... Man, I want to hate Jay Cutler. I can't hate Jay Cutler. I really can't. I try. Like, this guy is a me-first guy. He really, like, what you see is what you get. He really doesn't care. And I can't hate the guy. There's something about Jay Cutler that I'm jealous of. I just admire his level of don't give a F to everything that he has going on in his
life. That game was much closer. The Bills only won by one score in that game. Nick O'Leary scoring a touchdown.
Oh, yeah.
Jay Cutler was 1 of 2 for 6 yards.
Yeah. I remember
they brought him out there and like, okay, you're done.
Yep, I remember that. Yep, absolutely. Well, I'm sure both of them will be fine. I don't know. I'm sure they sleep comfortably at night in their millions of dollars that they made off of each other. We're going to take a break and come back. Last call is coming up here on the Sports Bar at 866-4326. We're back in studio tomorrow. We'll let you know who's stopping by. And we'll let you have the final say as well as we continue live from St. John Fisher University and Buffalo Bills.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan Rochester.
Top shelf sports talk. You're hanging out in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader. 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan Rochester.
That's a wrap on another day here at St. John Fisher University, Buffalo Bills training camp live. Danger and Battaglia, you're in the sports bar on the Fan Rochester. We appreciate all of our guests stopping by and spending some time with us in the Ace Swim and Leisure hot seat. Guests like future Hall of Famer, Bills pass rusher Von Miller, ESPN's Elena Getzenberg, and News 8 Sports Director Thad Brown all stopping by this afternoon to spend some time and share some thoughts.
Just passing this along quickly, and good job by Zach in the open there. If you heard, my joke that, Sean McDermott looking at the waiver wire thinking, oh my goodness, we have some good times together. That was a quote that was kind of making a joke about Nathan Peterman.
Oh no. Don't tell me he's signed.
No, but maybe this kind of lends maybe to the argument why the Saints decided to move on here. I don't normally pay attention to Madden player ratings. I know you're much.
Oh, no.
No, this is. So a rookie, just because they're a rookie and you don't know what to expect, they'll go in like a 60 to 80 range. Okay?
Yeah, sure.
Anything lower than a 60 is notable.
Yeah.
Rarely do you see anything below a 50.
Peterman's in the 40s.
Yeah, 49, the lowest quarterback in the league. 49 was his grade.
I mean, if you wanted to name your fantasy football team name something along the lines of Nathan Peterman rating a 49, that's pretty good. I mean, like
49? Yeah. I didn't even know it went that low.
I remember it's a fun exercise to go through every year and look at the lowest rated player in Madden. For a while there, it was, I remember when I was playing Madden more regularly, Ethan Albright.
Ethan
Albright?
The long snapper, big redhead, yeah.
Yeah, didn't rate very well in those Madden games. I think Ethan Albright's still looking for his revenge on Electronic Arts for rating him as low as they did over the course of his time.
Yeah, but he's
NFL.
Ethan Albright. He's not a quarterback.
Ethan Albright will have his vengeance in this life or the other, my friend. That guy is a warrior, and he will get his over the people who rate these players for men. So a 49 for Nathan freaking Peterman.
Since 2017, 4 touchdown passes, 13 picks.
I mean, I like a challenge. Maybe I'll buy Madden and try to play a season with Nathan Peterman as my starting quarterback.
You should wear that Peterman Bears jersey just as some juju.
Not happening.
Bills, Bears coming up? No.
No. It's not even the right number.
No, it's it was like Masterstroke's son. Buying it overseas blindly. Like, oh, hey, this is like the same master story, the same guy, like, hey, look at my new Josh Allen jersey. Dude, it's purple.
Yeah,
it's not purple.
That's not the color the Bills wear. That's not the blue that
they
wear.
Well, I got a good deal on it.
I'm sure you did. Fell off of a container, shipping container somewhere. I appreciate that jersey, but no, that's going to be collecting some moths here over the course of the next few years, especially if Peterman doesn't find a way back on an NFL roster. 49. Not great when you're looking at those EA Madden rankings. Tomorrow, we're back in the cozy confines of our High Falls studio for a brand new episode of the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. But we will share one of our conversations from earlier today. Tomorrow, Alex Brasky of Bills Digest and the Batavia Daily News will give us his thoughts on what he's seen so far at Bills camp.
Yeah, and the Glass Man will be stopping by normally on a Wednesday, but we're overbooked. He's nice enough to move it to a Tuesday. PJ Glasser from Send It In.
Yeah, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider and Insider Calls presented by BetMGM. Go check out all the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. JR Sport Brief next. Enjoy your night. Thanks for listening to The Fan.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. On 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan Rochester.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.